Now let's go to Jim Allred. There you go, Jim.
Thanks, Lynn Butler. Truly appreciate you, and welcome to historic Boys and Girls Club Field. I'm so used to saying historic Barron Stadium that I threw a historic in there this time. We have the Unified Football Finals. We have the Junior Pee Wee game will be up first. We are roughly 9.5 minutes away from kickoff, where we will see the Pepperell Black Junior Pee Wee team take on the Model Johnson Junior Pee Wee team. In the booth with me, my tag team partner tonight, Jeremiah Blanton, who was a star athlete at Coosa at Shorter. He's shaking his head at me now, but very good athlete, and he is the sports coordinator for Rome Floyd Parks and Recreation. JB, how much fun is it going to be to call this game tonight?
I'm looking forward to it, Jim. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, when we started talking about this the other day, I thought it was a really neat idea. And, you know, I think it's going to be good. I said a minute ago before we went live that the last night of football season, it's finally football weather.
Certainly. It's a bit chilly out there, a bit windy. We have actually had a lot of warm games so far this season. This game will be a little bit chilly. A couple of our photographers out there will be shooting photos that they'll be posting to Facebook tomorrow. We'll have tons of photos from these games. And, of course, I would be remiss if I did not send out a huge thank you to WLAQ for allowing us to do this. I know back in the day, Randy Davis called many, many Santa Bowls. I believe you played him one or two he called, mm-hmm. JB. I was on the sidelines injured in one that he called. But this was something I really hoped to do. And, of course, Elizabeth Davis and Matt Davis and Davis family agreed. And we're out here calling this game. We're very excited about that. They're also recording the game. So if you're listening to this later, you'll get to hear all the mistakes we make, but hopefully some good ones as we call out the names of these two teams and the action as well. Speaking of that, this is how our two teams got here. Model Johnson went 3-5 in the regular season. Their wins came against Armurchie with a 16-0 win there. Coosa 13-0 and Armurchie 20-6. We only had four teams, I believe, in junior Pee Wee football.
That's right.
So they played each other several times throughout the season.
Correct.
In the semifinals last Monday, they beat Coosa 19-6 to advance to tonight's finals. They have played this Pepperell team three times, losing all three times, 20-14, 18-0, and 12-0. But that doesn't mean anything because, you know what, this is the championship game. Average scoring, Model Johnson's averaging scoring 10 points per game this season, averaging allowing 13 points per game. That stat is a little bit skewed because they had a couple of games where another team scored a good many points against them. JB, you have seen this team and all of these teams a couple of times. Do you have any insights on Model Johnson?
Right, I don't, Jim. I say it all the time, you know, especially when you play somebody three times, you know, you would say, well, they're better than they are or they're not better than they are. But the way I look at it, especially in a championship game, you don't have to be better than them every time. You just got to be better than them one time.
Certainly.
So we'll see what happens.
Wise words from JB himself. We'll talk about the coaches. Head coach for the Blue Devils, Blake Maynor. Assistant coaches are Jesse Maynor, Dustin Arnold, and Aaron Stoner. Tonight, jerseys-wise, you may have to help me out with the colors. We got blue pants. Is that a gray top?
It's kind of a charcoal gray jersey, Jim, with blue sleeves and a white helmet with a blue M.
And that's what you got from Model Johnson. Now, Pepperell. They were 8-0 in the regular season. I believe this is Pepperell Black, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
Of course, I mentioned already, 8-0 in the regular season. That means, obviously, they beat everybody. Last week, they topped Armurchie 13-0 in the semifinals to reach tonight's game. On the season, Pepperell Black has averaged scoring 20 points per game, averaging allowing 10 points per contest. The coaching staff out there, head coach is Keith Wilson. Our assistants are Jonathan Redd, Jackson Davis, and Jimmy Gibson. Tonight, Pepperell wearing black pants, white jerseys, and the typical Pepperell helmets with the P on it. Of course, Model has a big M on their helmets. We've got about 5.5 minutes left to go before the game. Pepperell, excuse me, JB, what do you think about Pepperell?
Pepperell is very physical. Keith Wilson, who is the head coach, has been doing this with us for a long time. He's a great guy. He's kind of a soft-spoken guy, but they really respect him down in Lindale, and he gets after the kids pretty good, but they all love it.
Gotcha. And if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, Lord knows I'm wrong all the time, which my wife reminds me of quite often. Sure. Pepperell last year, Pepperell and Model Johnson played in the Junior Pee Wee Finals last year, if I
believe
remember
so.
Correctly.
I believe you're right.
That was a game, and one of the reasons why we say the championship game can be it can be a little bit crazy. Is that if I remember correctly, Pepperell won the regular season crown last year, but then ended up losing to Model Johnson in the playoffs. I was actually on the sidelines videoing that game, and Model Johnson, I think they scored the first touchdown, got another touchdown, maybe got a turnover, and just kind of controlled the clock in that game. It was a very fun game to watch. If I remember correctly, Rusty Manziel, our good friend Rusty Manziel, even got some footage and threw it up on Fox 5 from
Fox
that
5,
game.
Exactly, in your face.
So that was okay. We're going to take a quick 1 minute commercial break as we're about to do the national anthem here. And in just a few minutes, we'll be back getting ready to call the game. You're listening to Unified Football Championships on WLAQ.
For 80 years, Atrium Health Floyd has offered care at every stage of life. As Darlington's official healthcare partner, that history of healing reaches students from the time they step on campus until the stadium lights go dark. Our pediatricians, school nurses, athletic trainers, and first responders are here every day, making sure students are healthy and safe. A commitment that fulfills our mission to improve health, elevate hope, and advance healing for all. Atrium Health Floyd, your first and best choice for care.
Find a career path where you are essential. Georgia Northwestern Technical College offers over 200 programs of study in aviation, business, health, industrial, and public service at 6 convenient campus locations. Take day, evening, or online classes to get your degree, diploma, or certificate. Apply now. Visit us on the web at gntc.edu. Georgia Northwestern Technical College. Be essential.
Go wrapping up the national anthem here. We got about 2.5 minutes to go before kickoff. JB, some thoughts on some things that people might be listening out for here in tonight's contest.
Well, again, Jim, you know, these kids, hopefully, you know, they're young enough that, you know, they don't understand the meaning of being nervous. I'm sure they woke up this morning with some butterflies and stuff like that, but, you know, we were kind of getting tickled before the game. Several of the kids were out here, and it was full contact football with no helmets.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of fun. The smiles on their faces, running around and diving at each other, trying to catch the football, and just having fun. And at the end of the day, I think that's the great thing about working at Parks and Rec. I don't know if you think that too, but being able to see kids of all ages come out and recreate and have fun.
Oh, absolutely. I say it all the time. You know, you see kids you know, and it's just like right now, you know, they're coming through the sign and half the team has failed. it just makes it even more fun. And, you know, just to come out and let these kids just let them play.
Yeah, and it's a lot. And the other thing, too, is there are several kids on both sides. This is probably their first experience with football.
Absolutely.
And football is a different sport. I mean, it is very physical, and you don't realize that until you play football. Pepperell has run through their banner. Model is now about to team up to run through their banner. Let's see if they can. There they go. There go the Model Blue Devils.
And they all made it.
They all made it. Nobody fell down. So got That's good stuff plus. There. I did mention we have two photographers from Rome News Tribune. That was a few years ago that I worked for the Rome News Tribune. It's been a while. From Rome Floyd Parks and Recreation tonight, they are shooting a lot of photos. We will have all of those on our Facebook page. Well, not all of them, but many of them on our Facebook page tomorrow. Of course, obviously, the radio broadcast, too, is being recorded, and we'll be able to hear that again later. So, Decent crowd out here at Boys and Girls Club. It is a little windy, very chilly, just because, quite honestly, I wasn't used to temperatures below 40 degrees until this morning and woke up with ice on my windshield.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, last week, what was it? We were talking earlier, we were in the 80s, and now I would imagine we're creeping toward the 30s.
Yeah, before the night is over, it will probably be very close to that 30-degree mark. Right now, we're waiting. Looks like Captain's going out on the field. See if I can grab all of the numbers. Looking to see. You know, I'm not going to be able to get all the numbers. We'll just talk about who wins the coin toss. Captain's meeting, shaking hands here. Got our officials out there. Waiting to see. Of course, they play 8-minute quarters in junior Pee Wee football. The game will go fairly quickly. You're not going to have, you're probably not going to see a hurry up offense or a lot of aerial attack at this level. There's a lot more running. They might throw a few passes here and there.
Every now and again, you'll see some, but most of the time, you know, the ball stays on the ground. They run it most of the time. And, you know, the games do, you know, they seem to go by pretty quick.
Definitely. And coin has been tossed. It looks like Model has won the coin toss. They have deferred it to the second half. Pepperell Black will be receiving the ball. We'll see which end zone they're going to be going for real quick. Let's see here. Still waiting to get them all lined up going in the right direction.
They're all standing on the same side.
Yeah, they're still all at the same time, same side. So it does. If I'm going to make a guess here, it appears that Pepperell will be moving right to left on your radio dial, receiving the ball to start here. And, of course, I say radio dial because I'm old. You might be listening to this on a computer or on an iPhone or something along those lines. Were these the captains?
Those are the captains.
The captains called out here for Pepperell Black were Travis Jeter, Wesson Turner, Carter Smith, and Logan Cantrell. The captains for Model Johnson were Cooper King, Lylan Stanley, Brandon Stoner, Michael Burbank, and Bobby Whitfield.
Looks like they're jacked up and ready to go, Jim.
Yep. Model's back. They're getting ready to kick this ball off. Pepperell, of course, will be receiving. And of course, I say all of that. I'm not so sure they're.
There actually is no kick at this level, is there?
There is no kick at this level. See, that's what happens when you call high school sports all year. Right. You get out here, let's get ready for this kickoff. And they're like, yeah, no, there is no kickoff.
Yeah, we started on the 20, Jim, and then you know, on the, if they decide to punt, it's dead too.
Gotcha.
I mean, it'll be a little different.
This is why I have JB with me to keep me straight. Pepperell will have the ball first and 10 from its own 20-yard line, and I was wrong. The Dragons will be moving left to right on your radio dial. I thought that they had signaled the opposite direction, and guess what? For not the first time tonight, I was wrong. So, we are waiting now. Model's got their defense out. Most of the defense is stacked in the box, as you would imagine. Pepperell's center, Jax Vassar, is out there. Ready to go. It looks like we're going to have number 2, Jacob York, under center for the Dragons. He has Travis Jeter in his backfield. He's going to hand off immediately. The running back shakes the first tackle, shakes the second tackle, stiff arms. He's got down to the 45. He's now at the 50. He has shaken like 6 tackles. That is number 13, Trenton Williamson, with a phenomenal run. He is going to get the ball all the way down to the 41-yard line. That is going to be a 39-yard gain on first down for Pepperell. Bring up first and 10 here at the 41, possibly 42. JB, I think he broke about 7 tackles.
I was going to say, he bounced out of there like a video game. He looks to be really athletic. They'll have to wrap him up and get a hold of him, or he'll bust one.
That was just a nice little kind of off-tackle run, sweep to the right, and he really, Williamson, just had a nice run. Pepperell back up under the ball, over the ball. That is, York is going to be at quarterback. They have everybody except one receiver bunched in tight, waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. There's a fumble. York fumbles it, picks it right back up. He's still running. It looks like he's going to get down to about the 38-yard line, give him 4 yards on the carry. Bringing up 2nd and 6 now from the 38-yard line. So Pepperell Obviously, we're going to see a lot of running from both teams here. Two pretty decent runs there, and technically the ball got dropped there in the backfield. Right. They got lucky there. They were able to pick that up and advance it without anybody jumping in and getting it. 6:17 left to go in the opening quarter. We're knotted up at 0-0. Pepperell on the move, moving left to right on your radio dial. This is the Unified Football Finals here at the Boys and Girls Club out in West Rome. Pepperell back up over the football. York, your quarterback, looks like he has Travis Jeter in the backfield, but he has everybody in tight, kind of a wing T formation. Here's the snap. Again, there's a drop. York picks it up. He's going to go right up the middle, and he's going to end up getting down to about the 22-yard line. So even with a drop, that was about a 16-yard carry from the quarterback, bringing up another first down here for Pepperell.
Sometimes, Jim, it seems to, at this young age, these kids, especially tonight, it's cold. I'm sure their fingers are frozen. That may turn out to be the best play, is to drop the ball from the center and just take off with it.
So now the key is to fumble the ball on every play, pick it up, and run up the middle. That being right. said, the presence of mind two times in a row for York not to panic when the ball is on the ground, to pick it up and gain yardage. I see high school kids that don't have that ability, so kudos to him. So now there might be some people in high school tell you better dive on it, because if you
That's
don't,
exactly right.
you could have problems. York back under center, waiting for the snap right now. Looks like there was movement. Yeah. The official signal movement, that was going to be an off-tackle sweep again. We're going to have a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty called against Pepperell. I do believe you had at least two of your left side linemen move. So that will bring up a first and 10 from the 27, first and 15, excuse me, from the 27-yard line here with 5:04 left to go in the opening quarter. Score is tied 0-0, but the Dragons definitely moving in good fashion here. How hard is it to teach kids not to move on the line, JB?
Oh, it's really hard. Well, it's hard enough just to get them not to move in general, at home. And you come out here and tell them they got to wait, good luck.
I hear you. Pepperell back up over the ball. Yorkie quarterback waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. He hands off. Running back, it is Williamson again. He shakes a couple of tackles. It looks like he's going to step out of bounds at the 11-yard line, it looks like to me.
Like he may be a little short of the first down, Jim.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So, give him about 14 yards on the carry. So that will bring up second and super short here, right at the 11. So again, Pepperell is definitely moving. 4:24 left to go in the opening quarter. York at quarterback. He
this
is
might
under
be one
center.
Of those times for the drop sneak here.
Yes, we might see that. In fact, it would not surprise me if York didn't just take it up the middle. York at quarterback gets the snap. He's going to hand off to.
He's in there.
Who is that? Is that number 7?
Looks like number 7. Was that Eli? Chambly?
Yep. That is going to be Eli Chambly, who we have not seen yet. Goes right up the middle. That is an 11-yard touchdown for the Dragons. They draw first blood. Now lead 6-0 with 4:18 left to go here in the opening quarter at Boys and Girls Club Fields out in West Rome in the Unified Football Junior Pee Wee Finals.
And Jim, in the Junior Pee Wee Division, which it'll be a little different than in the Pee Wees, there's actually two lines. They can go for one or they can go for two. It looks like Pepperell has chosen to go for one.
Okay. So they're a little bit closer at the if they're going for one than for two,
right.
I'm assuming.
Right.
Okay. York back under center. Got everybody literally bunched in. Waiting here for the snap and the extra point attempt. You got Williamson right behind York. York is going to take the ball himself, and he's going to fumble it, and that is going to be recovered by Model Johnson. Now it's only extra point, so that it does stop the extra point. I'm trying very hard.
Tell
can you see that number?
It looks like maybe number...
The gray numbers,
the blue
numbers
shirt.
On the gray are difficult for a colorblind
like
person to call. So we're going to say
Adrian
that it was
Smith.
Number 13. Adrian Smith with the fumble recovery. I think he also actually caused the fumble. That being said, Pepperell will have a 6-0 lead here. Model now will get the ball first and 10 from its own 20-yard line. Model Johnson, the Blue Devils will be moving right to left on your radio dial, trailing 6-0 here with 4:18 left to go in the opening quarter from Boys and Girls Club Field out in West Row. And we are going to try our best with the model numbers. They are not easy to read, but, you know, like I said, we're going to do the best we can. Quick snap, quick handoff, a nice run from the model tailback. He is going to get the ball all the way up to about the 38-yard line is what it looks like, about 18 yards and a first down. Trying to find some numbers for you.
I think it was number 15.
Give that Tanner Alexander with the long first down run. First and 10, 18 yards on the run. Model now have first and 10. It might be more like 16 yards on the run, but, yeah, close enough. Model moving very quickly. Back up over the football. Can you see what number the quarterback is?
Yeah, I can't.
So here's a hike. There. Ooh. Pepperell has hit. Absolutely. That was number two from Pepperell. Jacob York, who the quarterback hit the model player in the background in the backfield, but there is a penalty flag on the ground, as JB says. It's going to be a face mask, and it's going to be of the personal foul variety. So that is going to be a 15-yard penalty on the Dragons, and that's going to move the ball up. See here, it's going to go all the way up to about the 45-yard line. So it's going to be about first and two for model. We're still trying to figure out.
We're trying hard to see the number
on the quarterback and have not been able to see it quite yet. 15 has the ball for model. He's going to go around the left side, but he is going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. Actually, he may get a yard. That was number 15 again. That is Tanner Alexander again. Give him 1 yard on the run. Bring up second and two right at the 46-yard line. Tanner Alexander is the quarterback. Okay, I've heard from people far smarter than I am in the box, and they can see colors well, that Tanner Alexander is our quarterback for model. Alexander here. Model breaks out of the huddle. Alexander under center. He has three backs
almost
behind
in a wishbone.
Him. And he, almost in a wishbone. He handed off to his deep back, who appears to have gotten the first down, waiting for him to get up so I can actually see his number. That's number 13.
Adrian Smith
there with the first down for model. That will bring up first and 10. We are right on top of midfield here. Of course, model moving right to left on your radio dial. 2:20 left to go in the opening quarter. They are trailing the Dragons 6-0 here. Model back up over the ball. Alexander at QB. He's under center. He's got two or three guys back, and we have a bunch of movement on the right side. It looked like it was on Pepperell. Going to wait and see. It is. It's going to be a 5-yard encroachment penalty on Pepperell, moving the ball to the 45-yard line. We're going to see Model's going to have first and 5 from the 45 here with 2 minutes left to go in the opening quarter. Model seems to be doing pretty well, JB.
Oh, yeah. And they're moving the football.
You know, both teams. Pepperell had a very good drive to start with, but Model here trying to answer and looks like they're doing well. Model over the ball. Alexander under center takes a snap. He's going to hand off the running back.
Oh,
he was unable to shake Williamson with the tackle. That's Trenton Williamson for Pepperell with a very nice tackle right there. That's actually going to be about a 2-yard loss on the run, taking them back to the 47. So that's going to bring up second and 7 now for model. But, you know, very nice tackle there by Trenton Williamson from Pepperell. He was able to, the model back was trying to catch the corner to the left, and Williamson said, I'm going to get the tackle right here. You're right. If he got in the corner, he might not have stopped until he hit that sign over there. Model back up over the ball. Tanner Alexander, a quarterback. Now he goes out wide. So
we're going to the gun here.
Going to a shotgun snap. That was directly to Adrian Smith, who goes to the right. First down run. Adrian Smith took a high snap, rolled right, and got a bunch of yards. Looks like he's going to be all the way down to about the 33-yard line. Give him 14 yards for Adrian Smith there on the run. First and 10 for model at the 33, 46 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. We did mention that these quarters go fast.
Yep. Yeah, that was a really good run. Looks like we may have a timeout, Jim.
Yeah, I think they took a quick timeout here. Officials are talking right there. Both models getting some hydration out there. The Pepperell coaches are really not barking, but encouraging their defense. Strongly encouraging their defense to do something or another, probably make a tackle. But, you know, models had some good movement here. Pepperell had some great movement, too. And that's one of the things, too, is like, and I will say, is that, you know, selfishly, I hope it's a close game.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because it's a lot more fun to call a close game than a blowout. That being said, if it's a blowout, I'll be happy calling that one, too.
I'm hoping maybe when it gets a little darker, these numbers will jump out a little more. It's just so hard to see them off that gray jersey.
Yeah, it definitely is. Model back over the ball. Tanner Alexander takes the snap, hands the ball off. It's going to go up the middle. It's going to go down to about the 29-yard line. Looking to see right now which model player emerges from the mass with the football.
I believe that might have been Adrian Smith again.
Adrian Smith there again on the run. That's going to bring up models just going very fast. Smith again gets the ball. He's going to get it up. He's going to get 5 or 6 yards. That's going to bring up about a third.
That might take us to the end of the first quarter,
and
Jim.
Three. And as JB says, there's 7 seconds and counting on the first quarter. So more than likely, and that is, the clock has run down. Zeros on the clock. So at the end of the first quarter, Pepperell has a 6-0 lead over Model. Model is going to have a 3rd down and 3. Here from the Dragon.
Let's talk about the 25.
25 is what it looks like. So we are going to take a 1-minute commercial break. We'll be back with you in just a minute. You're listening to the Unified Football Championships on WLAQ.
Let's get pumped to fight the flu and knock out pneumonia. At Harbin Clinic, we want you to be an antibody builder by lifting your immunity this season and staying up to date with important vaccines. Vaccines help your immune system build essential antibodies that fend off viruses and bacteria. Flu vaccines are recommended for everyone over 6 months of age. Talk to your doctor about whether it's time to vaccinate against pneumonia, especially if you're over 65 years old or have underlying health conditions. Schedule your flu vaccine today and learn more about how to be an antibody builder at harbinclinic.com/antibodybuilder.
A wise person once said, "It's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years." Another wise person said, "Every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day." And our personal favorite, "You can't buy happiness, but you can buy cake," and that's kind of the same thing. At Honeymoon Bakery, we help our customers turn every day into a special day, one sweet bite at a time. So here's to happy moments, happy memories, and a life filled with reasons to celebrate.
Honeymoon Bakery, downtown Rome. Find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Now has 1st and 10 from the 20, 7:43 left to go in the opening quarter, driving right to left on your radio dial. Model under center is Tanner Alexander. He takes a snap. He is going to roll. He's going to roll around to the right. I think he might have gotten a yard.
He bottled up pretty good.
Yeah, Pepperell was ready for that one, and Alexander took off, rolled all the way to the right, and he is going to end up getting about a yard on that run, bringing up a 2nd and 9 from the 19 here.
Right, number 15, Aiden Hayes, made a good play on the corner.
Yeah, definitely so. And Pepperell's defense is, and that's the thing, is you're seeing good play from both of these teams
absolutely
so far in the game, without a doubt, which is always a lot of fun. And the other thing that I love about watching these kids is the joy you see. They are out there having fun.
We talked earlier, it's a lot of kudos to these coaches. People don't realize how much time that these guys put in. You know, they think, oh, you just run out there and let them do it. Well, if that happens, then it doesn't usually turn out well. Uh-oh, ball's on the ground.
Definitely so. On the snap,
Pepperell got it.
Alexander handed off, but the ball got mishandled somewhere along the way. Pepperell is going to recover the fumble. It's going to be right at the 20. I can't see which of the Pepperell players got it.
I think it was
Was it that number 32?
I think it was either him or number 7.
It was either Carter Eli Smith Chambly or Eli Chambly that recovered the fumble. But Pepperell Key for Pepperell, number one, they kept Model from scoring. Model had a promising drive there, but more importantly, Pepperell also gets the ball now. First and 10 from their own 21-yard line. 6:40 left to go before halftime. Pepperell's moving, will be moving left to right on your radio dial. They don't actually flip fields in junior
Pee Wee. Those kind right there, Jim, those hurt so bad because you don't get many opportunities to get the football.
No, you don't. And I mentioned last year that Pepperell was almost the opposite happened to them last year is they had an early fumble and they weren't able to recover. Jacob York under center for Pepperell. Takes the snap. He goes back to that number 13, Trenton Williamson. He's going to get out to the right. He might have the corner. He's very close, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. So Williamson with another – Trenton Williamson with another huge run. That's going to be 29 and 15. It's about a 46-yard run. For Williamson coming first and 10. So nice run right there for Pepperell is back in business. Williamson almost very similar place on the field that he had the last big run of his, if I remember correctly.
Yep, he broke one for about 40 on the first drive. That was for about 40 more.
So Pepperell now in business. 5:44 left to go. They're leading 6-0 in the game. Jacob York back under center. Pepperell's got everybody bunched in pretty tight here.
Does have in the wing tee.
Travis Jeter in the backfield takes a snap. Number 7.
Eli Chamblee's got the corner.
Goes to the left. He's going to have another first down for Pepperell. He's going to get all the way down to the 25. So
a good run.
Give Chamblee about 10 yards on that carry. And a first down for Pepperell. So first and 10 now from the Model 25. The Dragons are in business again, already leading 6-0. 5:08 left to go before halftime. And really the last couple of runs for Pepperell, quite good. They had some fumble problems the first drive. Those haven't seen those so far. Jacob York under center.
Big defensive stop here for Motto. They want to stay.
York takes the handoff back to Chamblee, who's going to go up the middle. And Chamblee is going to get down to the 20-yard line. Let me see his first name. Eli. Chamblee, another 5 yards. Bring up second and 5. It's going to be the 20-yard line right here.
Big stand. Like I said, if Motto can keep him out of the end zone here, that'll be big for them. They go down 2 scores. It's tough because you don't get the ball that many times.
You're right about that. Pepperell back over the ball. York at center, under center for the Dragons. Waiting for the snap right here. He takes the snap. He fumbles the snap. And he's going to pick up about 2 yards on that one, I'm guessing. So that was, you know, a fumble snap, a 2-yard fall forward, and bring up about 3rd and 3 from the 18-yard line. So Pepperell facing a 3rd and 3, and that's a long 3 on top of that. So you've been talking big defensive stand. This is the moment for Model right here.
This is big here for Model.
I mean, obviously you don't see field goals at this age. They'll go for it on 4th down. Sure. So Model needs to limit. If Model wants to stick in this game, they really need to make a play right here. Pepperell talking to their offense right now. Coach is out there talking. Pepperell's broken the huddle. Jacob York back under center, quarterback for Pepperell. See what the Dragons dial up here on this important 3rd and 3 play. Here's the snap, and there's going to be a penalty flag on the field. And it looks like it's going to be in a defensive encroachment call against Model. And if that is the case, Pepperell's going to end up with a 1st down. The 5-yard penalty will move Model down to about the 13-yard line. Move Pepperell to the 13-yard line. With 3:21 left to go before halftime, Pepperell moving here. That penalties definitely kill you. It doesn't matter what level of football you have, penalties, and especially movement penalties, are going to get you,
it
JB.
It looked like they were going to call it on Pepperell. I thought I saw one of them move, but what I see doesn't matter.
I hear you. Jacob York back under center. Pepperell right there. He takes a snap, and he's going to fall down to the backfield. There was a lot of pressure. Model really, the defense really pushed back a little bit there, and That's going to be about a 2-yard loss on that run.
Again, for Model, Adrian Smith, he's been all over the field.
Yeah, Adrian Smith playing defense on Model has really had a good game so far for the Blue Devils. So Pepperell still got the ball, 2:33 left to go before halftime, leading 6-0, moving left to right on your radio dial. Jacob York under center at QB, waiting for the snap. Here is the snap. He hands the ball off, and the ball is fumbled. But Pepperell is able to fall on it. I believe that is the fourth fumble of the game for Pepperell, but they have been able to recover every single one of them. However, it is going to lose a yard right there, and we're talking about a 3rd and 13 now from the 16. So
if you're ever going to see them throw it, this may be the time that they may try to hit them with it.
And I will bow to your sage advice here, considering I'm used to calling high school football, and I think this is my first junior peewee game I've seen all year. 1:48 left to go before halftime. The clock is running. Pepperell does not seem to be in any rush with a 6-0 lead here. They do break the huddle, head up to the football. York will remain at quarterback. He's under center right now.
It's
3rd and 13. The Model crowd is fired up. Here's the handoff, and it's another fumble. And this time, Model recovers the football. So a huge, huge stop for Model. Did any clue who got the ball for Model?
I couldn't tell, Jim.
I couldn't tell, but kudos for Model there. That was definitely
Riley Crowder.
Number five. That's going to be Riley Crowder, as you just said, ends up recovering the football. Great play there by Model. So Model's defense comes up with the play. There's a 1:26 left to go before halftime. Model moving right to left on your radio dial.
You know, in a high school or college game, you know, you may see them try to go here and get a score before half. But
yeah,
to be honest, I would imagine, unless they bust one, that they'll be content with a 6-0 halftime lead unless they bust one.
Yeah, definitely so. And here we come out. Tanner Alexander under center for Model. Here, it looks like they're going to try to throw the ball. They do throw the ball, and Pepperell almost intercepted it. Carter Smith came within inches of grabbing that ball, and I'm not so sure. If Carter Smith, the defender from Pepperell, if he manages to pull it in, I agree with you 100%, JB. I think he could moonwalk you.
That's right.
But that being said, the ball was dropped. Good play, though, by Carter Smith. Make sure they couldn't catch it. Incomplete pass. Model, 2nd and 10. From deep in their own territory. 1:19 left to go before halftime. Model back under center. Adrian Smith at quarterback, number 13. Takes a snap. He's going to run out to the left, and he's going to be met from behind. Actually, caught from behind. That's going to be
number 15. That's Aiden Haynes, I believe.
Aiden Haynes out there, but I think it was 88 who actually hit him from behind. 88 is Walker Redd. He ran all the way on the back end and knocked him down for about a 5-yard loss.
Came all the way across the field.
So
that was a really good play.
You're bringing up 3rd and about 15 now from the 15-yard line. Looks like, is it Pepperell taking? Pepperell's going to take a timeout with 46 seconds remaining before halftime. I think Pepperell's hoping they could possibly get the ball.
Absolutely.
So how does fourth down work on punts? Junior Peewee.
They'll just indicate to the officials what they want to do, and then they'll move the ball.
Gotcha.
And they'll set it. We don't do the live punts.
Gotcha. How many yards do you get on a punt?
It's 30 yards, Jim.
30 yards.
Yeah,
okay.
30.
So there's an outside chance.
You know,
yeah.
I guess the equivalent would be about 15 yards, basically.
Gotcha.
The way these fields are set up, you know, they're just everything's so small.
Yes.
You know, I think this field is actually 60 yards, I think, is the official. But the way it's laid out, of course,
yes,
it looks like it's 100.
So when I'm calling this, that's what it is they actually every 10, what would it be, every 10, they have the 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 marks, but the actual size of the field is less.
Yeah.
But
I believe it's actually 65.
65 total for the field. So Model back up. It's going to be 3rd and long right here. 46 seconds left to go. Adrian Smith, the quarterback, hands the ball up the middle.
Take another timeout here, Jim.
And no gain on a run up the middle for Model. And that's going to be another timeout for Pepperell. So Pepperell,
see Pepperell
Pepperell is going to get the ball.
I'm sorry,
Model's probably going to be punting with 39 seconds left to go here in the first half. Now, if I remember correctly, Model gets the ball to start the second half.
I believe you're right, Jim.
So, you know, this is key for Model right now. I mean, if Model could keep Pepperell out of the end zone, they'll have a chance here in the opening of the second half to possibly go down and even this thing up or even take a lead. But Pepperell, of course, obviously they want to score. So they call two timeouts in a row so that when they get the ball, and they are going to be getting the ball here, here is the punt. And, of course, by punt, I mean the officials are walking the ball up the field. And it is going to go, it will be at the 42-yard line. So Pepperell will have first and 10 from the 42-yard line with 26 seconds left to go. They will not have, I don't believe they have any timeouts. Will they have any timeouts left?
I don't think they have any timeouts left, Jim. I'm not 100% sure.
They either have one or none. Sorry, it's not like high school where the scoreboard tells you how many timeouts and you've got a video board showing you everything. So
no, they'll run. The clock will start, you know, on the snap. So they might have a chance to get a play or two in.
York under center is the quarterback for Pepperell here. Pepperell's over the ball. Pepperell trying to get back into the end zone. Here's a handoff to Trent Williamson, and he is going to be tackled. That's number 38. That's going to be Michael Burbank with a nice tackle in the backfield there because Williamson has had some really good runs for Pepperell.
Pepperell's out of time, and Jim, or they probably would have stopped it, I would imagine.
Yeah, second and eight now from the 40 with 6 seconds left to go. This should be the last play before a half. Handoff to number 15 to Pepperell. He is going to get a first down, and he's going to get down to about the 27, but it is not going to matter because the clock has expired, and we go to halftime here. Pepperell Dragons Black 6, Model Johnson 0 here at the Junior Pee Wee Finals at Boys and Girls Club Field and West Rome. We're going to take a 2-minute commercial break, and then we'll be back to talk over what we saw in the first half at halftime. You're listening to WLAQ.
Shop for your next car, truck, or SUV at Riverside Auto Group. Check out RiversideAutoGroup.com today to browse their selection or visit with them in person at Riverside Chevrolet Buick GMC in Rome, Riverside Toyota in Rome, and the all-new Riverside Buick GMC Cadillac in Cartersville. Locally owned and operated by the Welburn family since 1974. That's Riverside Auto Group. Visit RiversideAutoGroup.com.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
BJ Littlejohn here again. Cooler weather is going to be here before you know it, so make sure your heating system is working correctly with a checkup from the experts at Ware Mechanical, Rome's trained comfort specialist. You know what we always say, a checkup today can save you big money down the road. Call Ware Mechanical at 706-234-3051 to set up your service appointment and stay warm all winter long with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over 3 decades. Ware Mechanical, your local trained comfort specialist. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Avery Drugs, 710 North Fifth Avenue, is Rome's oldest family-owned independent pharmacy. At Avery Drugs, most insurance is accepted. They have a drive-through window and offer free delivery for your convenience. And Avery Drugs accepts all major credit cards. Shop local. Shop Avery Drugs, 710 North Fifth Avenue in Rome, celebrating its 50th anniversary. Give them a call at 706-291-0999. Avery Drugs is on the web at healthmart.com.
You actually may hear some music in the background. That
sure
is going to be
right now.
Yeah, that is the Pepperell Dragons Black cheerleaders are performing out there. Don't know what song that is. It sounds like it's much newer than the stuff I listen to, but that does not mean it's bad. So halftime here at Boys and Girls Club Field in West Rome. I almost said West Georgia. That would be the wrong location. Right now, the Dragons Black have a 6-0 lead, and really, it came off of that opening drive, JB. A very good opening drive for Pepperell.
Right.
If I remember correctly, Trent Williamson had a couple of big runs. In fact, he's had two or three big runs in this game. But it was Eli Chambly who actually finished that off with an 11-yard touchdown jaunt, kind of up the middle and right into the end zone. Gave them a 6-0 lead. Now, Pepperell did end up fumbling, I believe, on the extra point attempt, so it was no good.
Right.
So Model had a chance.
It really couldn't have worked out, you know, any better for Model.
Yes.
You know, they had a chance, got down there, and again, you know, turned the ball over. And that's the hard part is, you know, at this age, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, you would think that for the most part, you know, you would be trying to figure out what you're going to do for the second half. But, you know, as we're up here watching, it looks like most of the football team is dancing along with the cheerleaders. So, you know, that's what makes it cool. You know, that's what makes it fun.
You know, and that is the fun thing about it is, and you're right, and you call that true, is like, you know, Pepperell's, you know, yeah, the Pepperell football players are watching the cheerleaders dance, and they're all shaking and shimmying out there too, and that's a lot of fun. Of course, Model's getting a talking, not a stern talking to, but they're getting talked to over there too. You know, some advice there. And of course, Model had a very good drive. They their drive, you know, they started there, you know, late in the first quarter, drove it up until midway through the second quarter, and got all the way down to the Pepperell 19, and then fumbled. And Pepperell was able to jump on that fumble. Now, I think Pepperell might have forced the fumble, too, which great play for them to do that. And but, you know, Model had some things going. It just, you know, those turnovers are killer. Now,
so
of course,
hard. You know, like we talked about earlier, Jim, is, you know, when you get it down there, especially in the junior peewee division, it's a little different in the peewees.
Yeah.
But the junior peewees is just every single drive is so big. You know, Model could come out here in the first drive of the second half and bust one and get the extra point, and it's 7-6, and it's a whole new game.
Yeah, I mean, and really, and that's the thing, is that when we talked about this, there were only a couple of possessions there in the first half. So, it basically, if Model could get something going and get points here on their opening drive, you know, that flips the script on this game, whereas, you know, Pepperell did seem in control to some extent.
Correct.
If Model were to come down and score and get that extra point and take a 7-6 lead, that would be huge. There's still about 4.5 minutes left to go at halftime. The Model cheerleaders here about to do their halftime routine. Looks like they're about to play the music, so not sure what we'll be listening to this time around. But I actually recognize this song.
Yeah.
I do know this song.
I hear this playing in my living room a lot of times with my son.
Now, I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, Rome Floyd Parks and Recreation here. Of course, I am the Jim Allred, the Recreation Services Manager at Rome Floyd Parks and Recreation. JB is our sports. What's your official title?
Sports Program Manager.
Sports Program Manager. I knew I was going to shortchange him on the title there. We have to work with each other every day, and we have so much fun. We decide we call the games together as well. Have a couple of photographers out there taking photos of all the football action, but also the cheerleaders and the fans, and those will be posted to Facebook probably sometime tomorrow, since the games will be over later on this evening. But it has been, in my mind, a very fun and fulfilling football season, JB. What are your thoughts?
I think so. This year has been awesome. My assistant sports manager, Blake Lambert, is our football coordinator. It's his first year. You know, I asked him when he first walked in the first day, you know, do you realize what you're getting into? And, of course, he didn't. But he's done a really, really good job with football. Faith Mount, you know, we took over the cheerleaders this year, and she's done a phenomenal job with them. And it looks like everybody is just having a really good time. And, you know, again, we talked about it before we started. That's what it's all about. The older these kids get, it'll become more of a job.
Certainly.
You know, and let them have fun.
Yeah, and you can tell the Model cheerleaders, just like the Pepperell cheerleaders before them, they are having a blast out there. Lots
hands
of smiles.
Out of their pocket. You know, that's
you know, it's a lot of fun getting able to see this. And, of course, the moms over here on the sideline literally leading the cheerleaders through what they're supposed to do. And then, of course, Adam also works for you, and he does a great job, too,
Adam
in sports.
Adam does a great job, too. You know, everything from concessions to you name it. You know, chain holders. It takes a lot more than I think people realize. You know, I promise we just don't throw the ball out there because it doesn't work that way. There's so much more that goes into this on a daily routine that I wouldn't know it if I didn't do what I do.
Certainly, certainly. And before I came to work at Parks and Rec, you know, I was at the Rome News Tribune for many, many years, and I covered lots of Parks and Rec stuff, and I had no idea the level of stuff that goes on behind the scenes nobody ever sees. And, of course, the referees and you know, and it's tough getting referees these days.
Sure.
And I think I've watched you pull your hair out multiple times trying to get referees. So, you know, and I remember I had an interview with a referee group back in Naples, Florida about 2 decades ago, and I was warned then. He said, look, we're about 10 years away from a national referee shortage crisis, and he was right.
He was spot on.
We are smack dab in a terrible crisis. I see it every night. I see it in high school football. You see it. I saw it in travel soccer. We see it in baseball, football, basketball, anything we have. So,
well, high school football this year, Jim, you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Didn't they move some games
around? Three of the classifications in the state playoffs played on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, I call Rome High School on Friday night, mm-hmm. and they actually played on Friday. Matt Davis calls Darlington. They played on Friday as well. So, but, yeah, there were, I know Calhoun, I believe Class 5A played on Saturday because Calhoun, who won their region, had their game on Friday. And I would be remiss if I didn't call out the fact that Pepperell's high school football team reached the state playoffs. Model's high school football team reached the state playoffs. Now, they both had opening round losses. But, hey, they got to the dance, and that's the key thing there. And there's a good chance, and there's a great chance that, you know, come, I don't know how old these kids are exactly, but maybe 8 to 10 years from now, we could be calling their names on Friday nights.
Oh, absolutely. One of my really good friends, you know, growing up, Jeff Honeycutt is the head football coach at Model, and I know what kind of guy Jeff is, and I can promise you, these kids will get his best effort.
Yeah,
and you know,
and I know that Coach Hurst does a phenomenal job over there.
I don't know Coach Hurst as well as I know Jeff, but I know growing up, it was never any fun, you know, to go against him because he was so wide open all the time. And it hurt when he hit you. Rocks in his head.
Yeah, those are the fun ones. My little time in football, there were a couple of kids you did not want to have to line up against because you knew they were going to bring it.
And Jeff Honeycutt was one of those
guys. And I would love to say that I was the kid that brought it, but I was more like the kid that probably ran away.
I was talking, you know, we were talking earlier before we went on the air. I love football.
But definitely.
I wanted to catch it and look for the sideline and get out.
Okay.
I didn't want him to hit me.
It looks like halftime is now over. No marching bands here, but we did have the performances from the cheerleaders.
As soon as they get the chain set, they'll usually go back pretty quick.
So, first and 10 from the 20. Model now moving left to right on your radio dial, trailing 6-0. What is the referee saying? Reset the clock. Yeah, the chains were not ready to go quite yet. That's fine. Model breaking the huddle here. They are trailing 6-0. Adrian Smith under center for the Blue Devils.
I believe it's Tanner Alexander.
Never mind, it's Tanner Alexander. Yeah. I'm glad that you got. Yeah, you're right. It is Tanner Alexander.
Adrian's lined up at tailback.
Okay, Alexander takes the snap. I think there was a problem right there, and you're going to end up with no gain on that run. So that's going to bring up 2nd and 10 from the 20 for Model. Of course, they're trailing 6-0 here. Pepperell with the lead, 7:29 left to go in the third quarter. And again, quite honestly, you may only get two, possibly three possessions
You may possibly get three possessions, Jim, but that's it.
Alexander under center takes the snap, and the running back is buried in the backfield. Number five, you're right. That's going to be Travis Jeter makes a backfield tackle there. That's going to end up being about a 3-yard loss on the run. Bring up a 3rd and 13 now from the 17. Of course, Model
is fired up.
Yes, he is. You got to know kids. You know, you make that play, and it's one of those where you're like, oh, my gosh, I just did that. You know,
knife through there from the linebacker and made a really good tackle.
Model back up over the ball. Alexander's going to be under center. Takes a snap. handoff, and he's going to be bottled up. It might have been Easterwood.
61.
Awesome. I'm glad you saw that number because I couldn't see it off the top of my head. So that was basically, again, no gain.
Yeah, I don't believe they're going to run. I don't believe they're going to run through many, too many right through Zayden.
So that'll bring up fourth and probably more like about 15.
That looks like they're going to punt, Jim.
And they are going to be punting. So Pepperell's defense comes out and makes a huge first stop here with 6 minutes remaining to go in the third quarter. Pepperell will take over first and 10 at the 50-yard line.
This is a big drive for Model on defense.
Yeah, you're right.
And let this thing get away from
on the flip side, it's also a very big drive for Pepperell.
Absolutely.
Because they know if they can punch this into the end zone, they pretty much take control of this contest.
You are correct, Jim.
You know, they're already up 6-0, but you add any more points to that, and it's going to be a tough road to hoe for Model to get back into this game. Center, Jax Vassar, up there with the ball. The rest of Pepperell's offense still getting instructions.
It's not many times what you don't see the center number 6. But
no, not
welcome
many.
Welcome to Junior Pee Wee.
Yeah, exactly. Jacob York still the quarterback. He is under center. Pepperell basically running a wing T formation. Everybody bunched in. And I believe we may have a procedure penalty again, and we do. That's going to be a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty against the Dragons. I will move them back to the 45 and bring up first and 15. 5:22 left to go here in the third quarter. Pepperell leading 6-0 at Boys and Girls Club Field in West Rome, the unified football finals for Junior Pee Wee. Pepperell back over the ball. York at quarterback. He'll be under center.
I believe he goes to Williamson here this time, Jim.
It would not surprise me. We saw him run really well. Here's the snap. He's going to hand off to Trent Williamson. He's going to go around the right. Shakes one defender. Makes another one miss. He's at the 20, the 10, the 5. Skips into the end zone for a touchdown. That is a 55-yard touchdown run. Give it to Trenton Williamson and JB. Great call. Yeah, I mean, you should be down there calling the offense right now. You called it straight up. Trenton Williamson's going to get the ball.
I believe,
could have already said he's going to score a touchdown, and you would have been right. Pepperell.
I believe you could tell him that Trenton was going to get it, and it looks like it's hard to stop that kid. He's a really good athlete.
He is, and you get him out in open space, and that's exactly kind of what happened is you had a defender who looked like he had a beat on him, and Williamson just got past him. Pepperell now going for,
like
two.
Going for two.
Yeah,
Jim.
Faith Mount just held up two fingers, which I'm assuming means they're going for two. Either that or I'm number two.
Play.
So
different.
There's a handoff in the backfield, and this time Model's defense is like, no, that's not going to happen. So it will just be a single touchdown, 6 points, but Pepperell now grabs a 12-0 lead with 4:51 remaining in the third quarter.
Might have been Zayden again on defense, but I still can't tell, Jim, with the numbers, but
yeah,
looks like him.
It is. It's as we've said all along with the Model numbers, and we're not knocking Model by any stretch of the imagination. Just the color combination makes it a little difficult for us to be able to see the numbers. Of course, you know, they don't have the same rules as college does, where it has to have certain things, and even high school
the
same
uniforms. The uniforms are some of the better-looking uniforms I've ever seen in Junior Pee Wees. It's just the combo of coming off that dark gray and the blue. It's tough.
And our old eyes down there. And our old eyes probably don't help much either.
I have a hard time seeing my hand in front of my face. So.
First and 10 from the 20 for Model, moving left to right on your radio dial. Tanner Alexander under center takes a snap. Here's the handoff, and the Dragons are going to find the running back about 3 yards deep in the backfield. That's going to be a 3-yard loss. We'll bring up 2nd and 13 from the 17.
It was like 88 and 5 again. I think that's Jeter, maybe. And
That would be
Walker
88
Red.
Is Walker Red, and 5 is Travis Jeter. We have called both of those names a couple of times tonight, if I remember correctly. Red's the one that had the nice backside tackle.
Jeter knifed through there a minute ago and made a big
play
in the backfield.
He did make a big play. Model back up over the ball.
This is a huge drive for Model.
It is. Alexander under quarterback. Really, Model needs to get something going here if they want to get back in the game. Here's the snap. Here's the handoff. The running back is going to get a few yards, and it looks...
Ball came out, but I think...
The ball came out, but all three officials were on it very quickly, saying that he was actually down before the ball came out. You can get 3 yards on the run, get back to the original line of scrimmage, which will bring up 3rd and 10 from the 20. 3:26 left to go here in the third quarter. Of course, Model moving left to right on your radio dial. And actually, it looks like they're actually going to give him 4 yards on that. It's going to be at the 21, not the 20.
About 3rd and 9, I think.
Looks like about a 3rd and 9. And this is a big play. And honestly, right now, you want to get at least half of this distance.
Different formation this time. We're going to some quads to the left, it looks
like.
Yeah,
Model has 4 receivers to the left. Model is going to call a timeout, and JB was right. Model has 4 receivers to the left, quads. Don't hear quads quite often. Quads, now, I will say this.
Quad City DJ, about it, back in the day.
He's like, come on, ride the train, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Hey, I remember exactly. If I remember correctly, that might have been the summer of 96, the Atlanta Olympics, and I was interning at the Dade County Sentinel in Trenton, Georgia.
Yeah.
So
get on the train.
And it was funny because quads, I mentioned that last Friday, Paulding County broke out quads several times against Rome in the game I was calling. Of course, the Wolves went on to win that game.
They probably would have been okay if they had 16 on the field. But,
well, I don't know about that, but yes, the Rome High Wolves and was it Rome, Darlington, and Unity are definitely still alive in the playoffs. Calhoun is, Cedartown is, and how about Cass?
Yeah.
Grabbing a huge win. And it was funny because I did high school football previews for V3 Magazine this year, and talking to Cass's coach, that dude was pumped up. He was going crazy early in the season.
Program changer.
3rd and 10 here from Model.
Flip the quads to the right this time, Jim.
Okay, yep, you're right. Model's going quads to the right. Alexander under quarterback. He throws the ball. It is caught. And the receiver is going to, looks like he's going to get the first down.
Good play.
So that was
number 13,
Adrian Smith with the catch. He's going to get about 10.
Throw from Tanner.
On the play, and that's going to bring up 1st and 10 now from the 31-yard line. Great play for Model, and a play they definitely needed. Quite honestly, I'm not so sure I wouldn't flip to the opposite side of the field, go quads to the left this time, and run the same play.
See more of that, Jim. I don't know if they can just line up and run it straight at them.
Yeah, they've been having problems with that. Of course, Model.
Big Zayden in the middle for Pepperell's.
Yep. Model goes back to the similar formation we've been watching. Alexander under center, takes the snap, hands the ball off. Running back gets out to the left. He's at the 50, to the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, and he is gone. That is going to be a long touchdown run for Cooper King. Is that right?
It looked like number 3, Jim.
Yeah, I think it is number 3. Number 3, Cooper King, with roughly a 69-yard touchdown run. And all of a sudden,
just got fun.
12-4 left to go in the third quarter. This game just got a lot more interesting. So now Model will be going for an extra point. Now remember, Pepperell was not able to get extra points. They tried for 1 the first time, 2 for last time. Model will be going for 1 here. And, of course, they don't kick it at this level. I mean, I guess they could if they had a kicker, but they don't.
You'll see it in the next game. Both teams that are in the finals the next game, both of them will more than likely kick the extra
points. Gotcha. And then we haven't mentioned much about the next game. We'll talk about that in just a minute here. Model up to the ball. Here we go. Alexander under center. We're waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. Here's the handoff to the right, and he got in. Who is that?
It looked like number 13 again, Jim. Adrian Smith.
Adrian Smith for Model goes in. He gets the extra point, so that is now a 13-7 game. And I'm sorry. Good Lord.
12.
Yeah. You know what? That's why you're here, JB, to keep
That's
me
right.
in check. 12-7.
That's about
Pepperell has the lead. But now the Dragons have somebody breathing right down their neck. The Blue Devils, a very nice drive, and quite honestly, that pass play was the one that kind of opened that thing up. So, first and 10 now from the 20. Pepperell has the ball, moving right to left on your radio dial. 1:50 left to go. Pepperell leading 12-7. We'll see what the Dragons can do here as they try to answer.
Turn over here, Jim, and it gets really fun. Looks like we got somebody tying
his
shoe.
I think we got a player tying his shoe in the backfield.
Glad it's not my son, because I'm not sure he could tie it.
York still at quarterback. He's under center. Wing T formation. Hand off to Williamson, who has already had one run. Makes
player.
Another defender miss. Uh-oh. One more defender. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's not going to get caught. There's nobody within 20 yards of him. Trent Williamson made two defenders miss early. They looked like they had him for only about a 10-yard gain.
And then greedy.
He went 80 yards for the touchdown. Trent Williamson, his second touchdown of the game, and back-to-back big runs for that kid. So
I believe Coach Hurst needs to keep that kid on the radar. That kid can play.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. That is a name that we will probably be hearing more of in the future. But, again, nice run there and some good blocking, too. But Williamson got out there. And, again, that kid is extremely dangerous in the open field.
Pepperell's going to go for two again, Jim.
Pepperell is attempting to go for two, trying to stretch the lead out. All right, now it's 18-7, hoping to get it to 20-7 with 1:13 left to go here in the third quarter of the Junior Pee Wee Finals at Boys and Girls Club Fields.
I believe I'll hand it to Trenton again.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. Jacob York, I would too. Jacob York under center. Waiting for the snap. Here is the snap. It's a fumbled snap. York just goes up the middle. And
he's in.
The fumbled snap results in actually a touchdown as York manages to go right up the middle for the two-point conversion. That is going to make it 20-7 in Pepperell's favor with 1:13 remaining here in the third quarter at Boys and Girls Club Field in the Junior Pee Wee Finals. Now, coming up next, we will have a little bit of a break because we're going to have to break everything down, change press boxes, and break everything back up. My buddy Matt Davis is the guy that's going to be doing that, thank goodness, because I'd somehow mess all of this up.
I was going to say, he's going to be like a NASCAR pit crew.
He is, a NASCAR pit crew of one.
That's right. He did a phenomenal job, you know, getting all this stuff set up, and so cool of them to, you know, let us do this.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, hopefully they're not messing it up too bad.
Yes. Well, and everybody can tell us don't quit our day jobs, right. You know, because we, you know.
Exactly.
You know, because we're making huge checks doing this.
That's
tonight, right.
Yeah, exactly. You look, you know, we were talking earlier, you look over there at the Pee Wee Field and the teams are already kind of rolling in, and it's a full-on game going on already.
Oh, so, yeah.
But that's what it's all about.
First and 10 for the 20 here from Model, moving left to right on your radio dial. 46 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
Got an illegal substitution.
Yep, Model's going to start off. They have too many illegal substitutions, so they're going to be moved back 5 yards, make that first and 15 from the 15. 46 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Model trailing 20-7. Now, Model got the touchdown last time, so we'll see what happens this time.
Stop here is
here's a handoff right up the middle, and that's going to go for, it looks like,
88 again.
Yep, big number 88 for Pepperell with the tackle. That's Walker Red. And we've called his name a couple of times tonight already.
Number 50, Logan Cantrell, got up off the bottom of the pile too.
Yeah, and I think he might be their nose tackle. He's been kind of messing everything up in the middle. He is not a small kid. He's got some size to him out there. Of course, Model's got a couple of big players too. Model's back in the huddle.
Take us to the fourth, Jim.
Oh, you're right.
They're going to run another one.
So that time has run out on the third quarter. So we'll be heading to the fourth quarter real quick and I'm just going to keep it here because everything moves very quickly.
So quick.
Everything is quick in this game. So it's literally going to be about 30 to 45 seconds tops before we come back to action. So when we do come back, it's going to be
and that next one, Jim, in the Pee Wees, we'll have the Rome City Dirty Birds and the Private Darlington Tigers.
Gotcha.
It'll be a good one. That will be a good football game. They played a couple times this year.
Yeah,
I think the privates have took care of them both times.
Yes.
But again, like we said before, you don't have to be better every time.
No, definitely not.
And this is the only one that matters tonight, so we'll see what happens.
No, and that's why we play the games too. Is like, you know, I can't tell you the number of times I go to cover a game, and you kind of think you know a foregone conclusion what's going to happen, and then something completely different happens. You know, and that's why you play it.
That's it.
To see it.
Why
so
you play it.
Second and 15 from the 15. Model has the ball. 7:56 left to go here in the game. They're moving left to right on your radio dial. Tanner Alexander under center, and I think we're going to have movement here on the Blue Devils. One of their linemen got a little overeager and left early, so back them up another 5 yards, making it second and 20 from the 10 here. So
Model needs to take maybe a deep breath. They're starting to get a little bit frustrated, which is understandable. But, you know, bust one here and get a stop, and you got a chance.
Exactly. And they were able to score. They had a big touchdown run last time. I'd almost be surprised if they didn't bring back that quad formation.
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt. Alexander under center for the Blue Devils takes the snap. Hands the ball off. The running back is going to be bottled up in the back. No, he's still running.
Still up.
Yeah, he stayed up, and I think his coaches were, like, telling him, keep running, and he was
– may have a face mask, Jim.
Taken down, but there is. As JB says, we have the personal foul face mask against Pepperell. The play lost 2 yards, but once you get the penalty – thought he said it was a personal foul variation. He just marked off 5. Now they're going for the longer variation. So,
and it won't be
an automatic first down. It's not going to be a first down. It's going to be about a 2nd and 5 from the 25 now for Model. So, Model gets a little bit closer to that first down marker. 7:13 remaining in the contest. Model is trailing 20-7, but hoping to possibly get some points on this drive. In fact, they will have to get points on this drive if they want to get back into this game, trailing by 13 here in the fourth quarter in the Junior Pee Wee Finals. Alexander under center for the Blue Devils takes the snap, hands the ball off up the middle. The running back manages to get through. That's going to be a first down for Model. See if we can figure out.
Maybe like that was Cooper. Like it might have been Cooper King again.
Cooper King again with the first down run from Model.
That could have been 13. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I can't.
Well, it was one of the two of them, and it will be a 1st and 10 from the 33 now. Model got up to the line very quickly, but Pepperell took a timeout. I think Model saw something that they really liked, and Pepperell saw something they did not like, and they did not. Model wanted to run that really badly.
That's
both of Model's coaches, now the coaches here, they're actually standing on the field in the back, and both of the Model coaches were like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, when Pepperell called the timeout, because I think they had dialed something up that they thought was going to work. So Pepperell now.
We allow, and you know, like you said, you were talking about the coach being on the
field.
We allow it in the junior peewees. In the peewees, it's not so much, but you know, it's just a little different game.
Certainly, and it's understandable. These are young kids.
I mean, some of these kids are literally they're 5 years old.
1st and 10 from the 33.
It looks like
a whole bunch of stuff happened right there. Alexander got hit, tried to throw, got hit again, tried to throw, fumbled, and then number 88.
The hit and 88.
And then 88, Walker Red recovered the fumble.
It was a big play there.
And that's going to give Pepperell the ball 1st and 10 at the Model 22-yard line. So Pepperell with a 13-point lead, 20-7 here, 6:38 remaining in the contest, and now they have the ball at the 12. That was an odd thing, is twice Tanner Alexander got hit trying to throw the ball.
Yep.
I mean, but he didn't. The defender fell down, Alexander didn't. So he tried to throw it again, got hit again, and then did get knocked down. The ball came loose, and Red came up with it. Pepperell up to the line right now.
I bet you're going to see Trenton touch it again.
Probably so.
Like Pepperell's having a little bit of problems getting lined
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think so. Jacob York.
Here we go.
Here at quarterback. Oh. Takes the ball and almost had it. Oh, the Pepperell was very lucky. The ball bobbled up in the air for a second, and York actually ended up getting 2 yards on the run. But they were half an inch away from the model player getting the ball, and there was nothing between him and the end zone had he actually managed to get that. But he did not. And Pepperell now is going to have 2nd and 8 from the 20 with 5:37 left to go. That's the other thing about this is Pepperell has had some ball control issues without a doubt. So it's not a foregone conclusion that they're going to score or that right. They've put the ball on the ground a couple times. If model could get one of those, they could possibly still be in the game. York under center. Kind of they got the wing T formation for Pepperell. They're moving right to left on your radio dial. A handoff to Red, who has been doing great defensively, and this time Model bottles him up. Red does not get any yardage on the run. That's going to bring up 3rd and 8 from the 20. As the clock is winding down, we're going to go below 5 minutes right now with Pepperell leading 20-7. Looks like there is an injury out on the field at the moment. One of the players got a little shaken up on that last play. Give him a second or two. They're going out to check on him, make sure he's okay. Got him up, dusting him off. That might be Red, who actually just carried the ball, unless I'm badly mistaken. Yeah, I think it was.
He's jogging off. I believe he'll be back.
You know, he recovered the fumble, and he's had a couple of big tackles. He's had a great game defensively for Pepperell. And, of course, with Pepperell, we're waiting to see, are they going to get the ball into number 13, Trenton Williamson's hands again? Williamson's had 2 touchdown runs so far in the second half. You give that kid the ball and he gets in the open space, he is very dangerous.
That's right.
3rd and 8 from the 20 right now. Pepperell moving right to left on the radio dial. York under center, waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. Hands off to Trenton Williamson, who rolls to the right. Makes one defender miss. The second defender managed to tackle him. A very good tackle considering Williamson has been making most everybody miss. He is going to get down to about the 12.
It was either Cameron Mole or Cooper King. I couldn't tell, Jim, on the tackle. It's a good play.
He's going to get 6 yards, bringing up 4th and 2 from about the 12. And Pepperell, no reason not to go for it here.
Right.
With less than 4 minutes to play, just under the 4-minute mark. Now 3:56 to go and counting. Pepperell, the clock is definitely in their favor, as is the scoreboard, 20-7. The Dragons up over the ball. York under center at quarterback. We'll see what their play dial up here on the 4th and 2 play. York takes a moment, walks around, and
what a delay of game, maybe.
Yeah, I think Pepperell might have taken too much time on that one. Have a penalty flag come in from the back judge, and that is exactly, you called it, JB. That's why you make the big bucks.
Yeah, buddy.
Five-yard penalty right there, backing Pepperell up, so that's going to bring them to a 4th and 7 from about the 19-yard line. Pepperell now in the huddle.
Here, it'll be tough for Model to get it back, Jim.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. Pepperell's offense up to the line, York under center. Waiting for the snap here on the 4th and 7 play. Here's the handoff, the snap.
It's like
handoff to number 7, who faked me out. It was a misdirection to the left. And that's going to be Chambly. He had the opening touchdown for Pepperell, and he had this touchdown for Pepperell. That's a 19-yard run. It was a misdirection. Everything was going to the right, and he broke to the left, and there was hardly anybody out there. So with 3:27 left to go in the contest, Pepperell with another touchdown, and that one, quite honestly, you know, Pepperell was in control before that. After that, that pretty much cemented the game just about without a doubt. It would be... Yeah. I'm not going to say miraculous, but it would be amazing to see a comeback right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, it would not surprise me if Model doesn't put a drive together, though, here. Yeah. So, Pepperell up there. I don't know if they're 1 or 2. I'm guessing
I think they're going for 1. Jim. Yeah.
Faith Mal tells me it's 1. I believe her. I trust her implicitly. York under center. Takes a snap. He drops back and then runs forward. And...
Really short.
The line judge looked three or four times, but it is a little short. So no good on the extra point. However, the Dragons now have a 26-7 lead with 3:27 remaining in the contest here in the Junior Pee-wee Finals at Boys and Girls Club Field. And, of course, we always like to thank our partners, the Boys and Girls Club, for helping us bring football and cheerleading to all the kids in Roman Floyd County.
Yes.
First and 10 from the 20 for Model. They are in the huddle right now, talking about what they're going to do. They had one really good drive there at the start of the second half.
Maybe they'll put something together right here.
Model up under center. The quarterback, Alexander, takes the snap. He's to the left. He's at the 50, to the 40, to the 30, and he is not going to be caught. Alexander is going to go 80 yards for the touchdown run. Took the snap, went around left end, and you know what? He was gone. 80-yard touchdown run. So I did mention, while the game might be put away, I said I'm going to toot my own horn for once. That, hey, I still think Model can get down there and score.
Yeah, I think so. Put a drive together, but he said he was going to do it on his own.
Gotcha.
Didn't need to put a drive together.
Yeah, didn't need a drive. He needed a drive of one play. Model will go for two here with 2:57 left. Alexander will be under center. Maybe.
When they get down on that end, it's hard.
Yeah. Alexander under center. Takes the snap. Hands off. The back is going to be caught in the backfield. Three different Pepperell defenders were able to stop him for no gain on the extra point. So, with 2:57 to go in the contest, it is now 26-13 in favor of the Dragons Black. Pepperell will get the ball first and 10.
I believe something...
Oh, never mind.
Retry,
okay.
Jim, I'm not sure.
I guess.
Oh, Pepperell had too many men on the
field. Okay, Pepperell had too many men on the field, so Model's going to get another attempt at this. I guess if I was looking more than I was writing my notes, I'd be in better shape. Alexander under center takes the snap. He's going to try to run to the right, and he's not going to get much.
I believe that's Cantrell.
And that is going to be.
I'm sorry, that's.
Number
that's
five. Jeter for Pepperell. Travis Jeter with a big backfield tackle right there. Extra point is no good, so it is going to be 26-13 Pepperell with 2:57 remaining in the game.
Travis is a football player. You can tell his shirt's untucked, and got his gloves on, and he's ready.
Oh, the Dragons will have first and 10 from the 20-yard line, 2:52 and counting here in the Junior Pee-wee Unified Football Finals. We did mention there's going to be a little bit of a lag because we got to break all of our equipment down, move it across to the other box, and set all the equipment back up before we start the next game. We tentatively have set around 7:15-ish. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe it'll be then. Feel free to check, you know, kind of keep listening, and we'll get it back up and going the minute we can. We are able to, since we both work for RFPRA, we know a guy who can hold the game to make sure it doesn't start before we can start calling.
Yeah, anybody tuning in to listen to the next one, you'll hear it. You'll get to hear it.
We want to make sure you get all of that game. Of course, it will be the private school team and the Rome City school team. It's what, the Dirty Birds and Darlington,
Dirty Birds and
basically.
Dirty Birds
and Tigers. So I think the Dirty Birds won it last year, if I remember correctly.
They did.
I was videoing that game, and that game was a lot about getting the ball to the players in open space and letting them run. That was really pretty much the Dirty Bird strategy last year.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference and the speed of next game.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's just crazy.
First and 10 from the 20 for Pepperell, moving right to left on your radio dial. Here's the snap and
ball's
the handoff.
Out.
The ball's in the backfield. York was able to come up with it. That was very close because there was a Model defender right there, but York was able to fall on it. It's going to be about a 7-yard loss. taking them back
not
to
sure
the 13.
How many timeouts Model has, but they're not taking one here. So
second and 17. You're right. There's 2:20 left, and right as you say they're not going to take a timeout, guess what happens?
Timeout.
They do. Model takes a timeout. 2:18 left to play, trailing 26-13. Waiting to see here. Of course, had that been a turnover, you know, of course, if in Bucksburg Canyon, not so where the party we would have. But that was awfully close. I think Faith Mount is laughing at me for my old saying there.
Yeah, if Model was to have picked that up and fell on that would get interesting.
Yeah, that would have flipped the script just a little bit on this contest. Looks like the timeout's about over. Pepperell's going to get up to the line here in just a second. They are going to be facing a second and 17 from their own 13-yard line. York under center. Got that wing T formation, basically. Going to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off. That's our friend Trenton. And he's going to make a guy miss, another man miss, and is going to get dragged down around the 38-yard line. But again, number 13, Trenton Williamson, has had himself one heck of a ball game today. That was about a 26-yard gain. First and 10 for Pepperell.
I don't know how many real yards he has, but out here he's got about 300.
Yeah, he's very close to the 300 mark. Of course, it's a 65-yard field, but they have it lined off like it's a typical size field.
He's went up and down this field four or five times. He's
definitely
a really good player.
He's in again, and then kudos to Miles' defense. He got outside, and they managed to tackle him that time. Pepperell back up over center, York under center. Everybody bunched in together, 1:43 left to play. York takes the handoff. He rolls to his right. He's going to run. He's going to be tackled right around the 30. Oh, never mind. Right around the 42-yard line. Give him 4 yards on the carry. For some reason, my pen doesn't want to write anymore. 4 yards on the carry. So, bring up second and 6 from the 42.
I don't think Pepper will be in any hurry right now, Jim.
No, I think the Dragons, with a 26-13 lead and right at a minute to go, they're going to take their time. Probably only going to have 2 snaps left in this game, unless I'm badly mistaken. York under center. There's going to be some movement, looks like, from the left side of the line. Pepperell did move, so that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. That's going to back them up back to about the 37-yard line. That's going to bring up second and 11 with 55 seconds remaining in the contest. Of course, the clock has stopped with the penalty. So, and again, kudos to both teams in this game.
Absolutely.
This was,
both sides of fans have been into the game. Get behind their kids on a cold night. Probably a little warmer on the Dragon side. But,
yeah, definitely right now it is.
Showed up.
York under center waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. Here's the handoff. Running back is going to get caught in the backfield. That's going to be about a 2 or 3 yard loss right there.
I believe now that was number 60, maybe Bobby Whitfield.
Nice tackle Mr. Whitfield right there. There was a great tackle in the backfield. And, of course, Pepperell now 32 seconds left in the game. Clock is winding down. They have a 26-13 lead. The Dragons, unless something
one more play
crazy happens, the Pepperell Dragons Black will be your Junior Pee Wee champions. York under center. This should be our last play of the game, barring a timeout or something crazy. York waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. The handoff to Trenton Williamson. He's going to go around right. He got past the first defender. He got past the second defender. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. He goes into the end zone. However, there is a flag at the line of scrimmage, typically in the neighborhood of holding. Of course, Williamson does a nice little kind of touchdown hopping dance down there. The kid definitely deserves to do that after the night he has had.
They have waved
the flag off here, so give Williamson another touchdown. That will be a 63-yarder for Williamson, and that will end up, the score will be 32-13. That is your final score. Congratulations to the Pepperell Dragons Black. They are your 2022 Junior Pee Wee Champions. Great and job, also, great congratulations go out to Model Johnson Blue Devils. They are your 2022 Junior Pee Wee runner-ups for this year. I'm Jim Allred. He's J.B. Blanton now, right. Jeremiah Blanton. And we are going to leave you for a few minutes. And when we come back, we'll be calling the Pee Wee Championship game here at Boys and Girls Club Field on WLAQ.